This is a podcast review of Enlightenment Now by Steven Pinker. I'd give this book 4 out of 5 stars. His thesis is the idea of reason needs defending. It sounds a little odd, right? Many of us, if asked, would say, yeah, I believe in reason. That sounds like a good thing. He argues that many of us are worried about things in the world that aren't evidence-based. He complains that people cry out that things are worse than they have ever been. He says we should be using data and analysis to review those claims, and often they don't hold up to reason when you look at a longer-term view with data. This is an interesting argument, and his language around it is funny in its hyper-confidence. He writes near the beginning, I had thought that a parade of graphs with the time on the horizontal axis, body counts or other measures of violence on the vertical, and a line that meandered from the top left to the bottom right would cure audience of their delusions and persuade them that at the least in this sphere of well-being, the world has made progress. So maybe you're starting to get a little sense of this guy. He has a good point that data and evidence matters, but certainly from lines like the one above, he seems to be on a crusade mode that could overlook any nasty details that question his thesis. So let me tell you what I enjoyed about this book. He has chapters on a wide variety of topics, and on some I enjoyed considering if I was one of those people who can and has catastrophized, thinking the world's never been worse, if only I had grown up in some bygone area, and so on and so on. But what I didn't like is that his seduction with charts and data isn't fully convincing. The scientific method was meant to disprove, and many arguments today are about digging deeper into more data or examining new trends that he hasn't really looked at. It's amazing how you can read this book and be both cheering for him, wanting the world to be great, and at the same time recognizing the disease when you read about climate change and his claims that things are improving, knowing that there's been a loss of diversity in the world globally and that we're at a reckoning point where things could go worse, get a lot worse. So while he didn't convince me on all topics, he gave me new ideas to ponder and a more balanced perspective that data and evidence can be interpreted in multiple ways, and I should be careful about which way I interpret it. So for such an important topic and a great change for me, why only 4 stars? I actually thought about giving it 3, but decided to upgrade it to 4 because of the importance of the themes. The downside of this book was that it was extremely long, I think it was like 550 pages, and hard to get through at parts. I admit, I skimmed some chapters and wish that some important arguments could be made more artfully with better writing and less zombie fervor for pure optimism. The world needs data and evidence, as well as those willing to say where the evidence isn't yet conclusive. Read this book, Enlightenment Now, for some new ideas, not expecting to leave your house and go crusade around with Stephen.